please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm Sean Oak.
And I'm Ryan Leonard. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. You know, it's April, and April brings showers, right? Which it looks like a rainstorm's just about to come, but it's also something else.
That's true. I have heard through the grapevine that it is also Fair Housing Month.
That's right. It's still April, and it's still Fair Housing Month. And Virginia Realtors, we've been putting out some great fair housing resources all month. In this podcast episode, we're going to take a deeper dive into the Virginia fair housing laws. And in making sure that we all know what the law requires, we also need to discuss some of the exemptions. We have heard of some misunderstandings about how some of the exemptions work, so let's get into it.
Before we get into exemptions, we want to stress the purpose of Virginia fair housing laws. Here it is straight from the statute. It says, it is the policy of the Commonwealth of Virginia to provide for fair housing throughout the Commonwealth to all its citizens, regardless of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, elderliness, familial status, source of funds, sexual orientation, gender identity, military status, or disability, and to that end, to prohibit discriminatory practices with respect to residential housing by any person or group of persons, in order that the peace, health, safety, prosperity, and general welfare of all the inhabitants of the Commonwealth may be protected and ensured.
So that's the purpose of the fair housing law. However, there are still some exemptions. The first exemption we are going to discuss is when private individuals sell or rent their own single-family houses. There are a lot of caveats for this one, so buckle up. First, for the exemption to apply, the owner cannot own more than three single-family houses. And that's not just in the Commonwealth. That's four or more single-family houses anywhere. Second, the owner cannot use the services of a real estate professional. That means you realtors and or a non-realtor real estate licensee. Third, the home cannot be publicly advertised for sale or rent. Fourth, a real estate licensee or fair housing board regulant can never use this exemption. Lastly, for this exemption, if the owner is not residing in the house at the time of the sale, or who was not the most recent resident of the house prior to sale, the exemption granted shall apply only with respect to one such sale within any 24-month period. Also note, ownership of a single-family house for this exemption is considered any interest in such house. So, even if you own a minuscule portion of some single-family house across the country, that's still considered ownership for this exemption.
The next major exemption we want to discuss is when the owner of property rents part of the property, but the owner still resides in a portion of the property. If a dwelling contains living quarters occupied or intended to be occupied by four or less families living independently of each other, and the owner actually maintains and occupies one of the living quarters as his or her residence, then there is an exemption to the fair housing law. Note that this exemption does not state that the owner cannot use the services of a real estate professional in renting the other portions of the property. For example, this exemption exists to allow, let's say, a single woman living alone to rent a room in her house to only women, which would otherwise be discriminating on the basis of sex.
The third and final exemption we are going to discuss today deals with source of funds discrimination for rentals. If a landlord owns four or less rental dwelling units in the Commonwealth, then the landlord and/or the landlord's property manager can deny or limit the rental or occupancy of a rental dwelling based on the applicant's source of funds. Note the difference here between the first exemption we discussed, where it required the owner to own less than four single family houses anywhere. Here, the owner cannot own more than four rental dwelling units in Virginia. Ownership is also defined differently. In this exemption, ownership is defined as more than 10% interest in any rental dwelling unit. Also keep in mind that in the first exemption we discussed, the owner could not use a real estate agent or publicly advertise. This exemption allows the owner to use a property manager, and the owner may publicly advertise.
An example of this exemption in practice would be a landlord who owns one rental dwelling unit, and the landlord does not want to accept applicants with housing vouchers. If the landlord owns four or less units in the Commonwealth, then he or she is allowed to not accept applicants with housing vouchers. Keep in mind, this narrow exemption only applies to source of funds discrimination.
These are just some of the exemptions to the Fair Housing Law, but they are three of the more common ones we see. If you have questions about fair housing, you can always send us a question on the Virginia Realtors legal hotline.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.